Reading for June 26th, entitled, Christ's Love Cannot Be Measured. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Christ might, because of our guilt, have moved far from us. But instead of moving farther away from us, he came and dwelt among us, filled with all the fullness of the Godhead, to be one with us, that through his grace we might attain to perfection. By a death of shame and suffering, he paid man's ransom. What self-sacrificing love is this? From the highest excellency he came, his divinity clothed with humanity, descending step by step to the very depths of humiliation. No line can measure the depth of this love. Christ has shown us how much God can love and our Redeemer suffer in order to secure our complete restoration. He desires his children to reveal his character, to exert his influence, that other minds may be drawn into harmony with his mind. Christ, our Savior, in whom dwelt absolute perfection, became sin for the fallen race. He did not know sin by the experience of sinning, but he bore the terrible weight of the guilt of the whole world. He became our propitiation, that all who receive him may become sons of God. The cross was erected to save man. Christ lifted on the cross was the means devised in heaven for awakening in the repenting soul a sense of the sinfulness of sin. By the cross, Christ sought to draw all to himself. He died as the only hope of saving those who, because of sin, were in the gall of bitterness. Through the agency of the Holy Spirit, a new principle of mental and spiritual power was to be brought to man who, through association with divinity, was to become one with God. To break down the barriers that Satan had erected between God and man, Christ made a full and complete sacrifice, revealing unexampled self-denial. He revealed to the world the amazing spectacle of God living in human flesh and sacrificing himself to save fallen man. What wonderful love! As I consider it, I weep to think that so many of those who claim to believe the truth are encrusted with selfishness. I marvel that professing Christians do not grasp the divine resources, that they do not see the cross more clearly as the medium of forgiveness and pardon, the means of bringing the proud, selfish heart of man into direct contact with the Holy Spirit, that the riches of Christ may be poured into the mind and the human agent be adorned with the graces of the Spirit, that Christ may be commended to those who know him not. Taken from Manuscript 91, dated June 26, 1902, entitled, Christ's Sacrifice for Us.